That's the way you say, Mu Yisacha ben Yaakov Elazar, Allah Shalom, and Shabbos Shalom, and Aliyah. I'm very excited about this opportunity to delve into the Yisoidus of the Baal Shem Tov, Amir Toshem, and as you'll see through the Maar Mekaymus, trying to keep it very much quotes from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh himself. And although everything which comes from the Cheder, thank you, everything which comes from the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov is the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. But we have Baruch Hashem today with the Likutim, the Svarim HaKadoshim, quotes B'Shem the Baal Shem, what was heard from his name, organized by section, by topic, in a beautiful way. So to be able to learn the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov himself is something which is very special. I'm looking forward to delving deeper into these inyanim and to sharing them together. Just to clarify the concept of the Yesodus of the Baal Shem Tov, this will not be a shiur which will be discussing the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Like why we have kugel on Shabbos, and why a chassid dresses the way he dresses. That's more bechitzonius. The yisodus of the Baal Shem Tov, which we're going to begin with tonight, the secret of Yichud Hashem, we'll be discussing the yisodus from which we'll be able to see in Mirtz Hashem, in retrospect, why what is done because of these yisodus. That at the end of Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to look at why is davening like that? Or why is a forbearing like this? Why is Shabbos the way that it is? And even all the pratim, we should have the Siyat HaShemayah to be able to look at the Yesodos, and when we observe the Yesodos and we understand them, we'll be able to understand and to make the connection and to say, we do this because of this understanding, because of this premises. That's why this is done. That's what a yesoid means. That's what a yeshayrish means. If we were to understand why this seed is an apple seed, it would explain to us why the tree is growing apples. And so too with any other fruit. The difference between the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, which we're going to be speaking in Manot HaDa'ah Drachim, although that's not the focus of the shir, but it will indefinitely come up, the contrast, based on the yesodos, it is because of the yesodos that the Baal Shem Tov laid forth, that the derech of the Chassidus is the way that it is. Some of the topics we'll be discussing in Mirtz Hashem, Emunah and Bitachon according to the Yesodus of the Baal Shem Tov. What it means a Rebbe, what it means a Talmud. Ava and Yira and Tshuva and Tfila and Limud HaTorah and Achdus and Avos Yisrael. Everything which the Baal Shem Tov revealed had its own flavor. It was very unique. It was very different. Sometimes more subtle than others. But it was the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. And to begin, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov and how it's unique is that we grow up being familiar for the most part. I speak for myself, probably many others, with the Derech HaMusar, which is a very holy Derech, Derech of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and the other Bali Musar giants. And for the most part, the Derech of Musar is one which is based on Niglus HaTar, on teachings of Chazal as they're understood according to the Nigla, according to the Pshat. And a whole derech of Avodas Hashem is built on that. And a person can go his whole life with the derech HaMusar, the foundations of Emunah and Bitachon, and Ava and Yira and Torah and Tefillah and Shuvah and everything else, and live a very beautiful, rich life in Avodas Hashem based on those yesodos. And it's all Kulei Emes and Kulei Tov. What makes the Baal Shem Tov's derech unique is that the Baal Shem Tov revealed a derech in avodas Hashem which is based upon pnimius hatar, the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the teachings of the Arizal. The Baal Shem Tov went in, all the way in, and he came all the way out. And from the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh emerged a derech in avodas Hashem based upon the principles of the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Ari HaKadosh. In Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov is not seen as another tzaddik who came along throughout the generations and he revealed and he gave to us a way of serving Hashem, which was just another accomplishment. From a chassid standpoint, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov is considered to be a completion of a certain hishtashlus which began with Moshe Rabbeinu and then was handed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and then to the Ari HaKadosh and then to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Whereas in Niglas HaTorah, take a look at the Rambam, his Akdamah to the Sefer Hayad, we can trace the Seder of Hishtashlus from Moshe Rabbeinu until today, the Mesiras HaTorah. That, of course, is the Mesirah of the Niglas HaTorah. And the Niglas HaTorah has to be handed off because in Nigla, it's defined by the real world, by the concrete world. Like we're handing off a Torah. We're handing off a Sefer, a Mahalach, in the Niglas HaTorah, but that's all true mitzad the Guf Shel Torah. But something which is Nishmas HaTorah, we don't have to see the actual transmission from hand to hand. It's done in a way which is L'malo Min Azman, L'malo Min HaMakom, B'derech Dilug, if you could say so. And so therefore, although Moshe Rabbeinu, Shimon Bar Yochai, they didn't live together, but we know, as we explore and go deeper into the Sfar HaKadoshim, there are certainly very concrete interactions which took place between Moshe and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that Rav Shimon took from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Messiah and the Pnimius HaTorah. Hence, anytime we see in the Zohar HaKadosh, and it's a lot, a reference to Raya Mehemna, the Raya Neman, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was actively involved constantly in the Ma'ara and the Beis Medrash of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon was the bearer of the torch after Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kuliyama Maidi, that the next one to receive from Rav Shimon was the Arizal. He explained the secrets of Rav Shimon. It wasn't like the Arizal was appointed and it was... It just is. The Arizal was the continuation of Rav Shimon, and until the Arizal came along, although there were great Mikubalim, it didn't have the Rishus Min HaShemayim to reveal the Seidus HaTorah like the Arizal was able to. And then the Baal Shem Tov came, and there was a greater hispashtus, a revelation to the masses, and from there emerged a derech in avodas Hashem, of which, according to Chassidim, alpi Chassidus, that this is the derech which will carry us, which has a shaychus even to the derech of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So to understand the derech, so this year we'll focus in Mitzvah Hashem on the yesoidus of which that derech is built, and we're going to try to stick very much to the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov himself, as is quoted in his name, because we have no writings from the Baal Shem Tov. Although we have things, Bishmua, many things. And today with the Likutus farm, we're able to gather one place, many, many. And what we're going to see here today is just a small collection of the Yesoid, which is the Yesoid HaYesoidus, hopefully, as we move forward in Mitzvah Hashem. So let's take a look at the first Ma'ar Makom. On the top right corner, Klal Gadol L'Avodas HaBayi Baruch Hu. And this is from the Degel Machan Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who interacted, he heard teachings from his mouth. Klal gadol la'avodas haboi baruch hu ha'ikr hu ha'emuna. V'al zeh haya mazir adani avi zekenia Baal Shem Tov, v'zehu shayrish l'chol ha'tayra ha'avodah. Emuna is the shayrish, it's the aside of the entire Torah, of avodas Hashem. And as Avichai Meir writes very nicely, I'm just going to quote a few lines from this very nice Sefer Likuti Yama Chachma. The fact that Emunah is the Yesod, that it's the Shayresh. Hagam shebevada yeshan avoides niflos b'chol daga v'daga adin sof. There are certainly many avoides niflos on every single level in Ein Sof, aval yeshna kedusha shehi lemala mikol hakedushos, There is a kedusha which stands above all kedusha. V'zu hakedusha hu ha'amuna hakedusha shekoleles kol hakedushas. K'sheyesh la'adam rega echad amuna behir b'mitzias Hashem. If a Jew would have even just one moment of clarity in Hashem's mitzias and his amuna, zeh klolel kol ha'inyanim sheba'olam. This includes everything in the world. V'zeu p'chinas p'sichas sharhanun debina. We speak about the Sharnun of Bina, what Moshe Rabbeinu was striving for, the revelation of the Sharnun. It's a clarity in the Metzias Hashem. And he goes on to explain, Nidme la'adam, a person thinks, Sheish od avodas chashuvas yiras amuna hakadosha. People think that there are things more important than Emunah. Ve'ena yodea, but people don't seem to realize, Shekol ha'avodas ba'oila mishtashalim yamuna. Every avoda comes from Emunah. Even though emuna is the sphere of malchus, and that means that it's the lowest, it's at the bottom, which means that it gets kicked around. I'll leave the emes. The truth is, he gavoya mishar avodas kula. It's higher than them all. The tachlis hakol hu emuna. The purpose of everything is emuna. V'ze ikar tachlis ha'adam sheyivdoik atzmo tamid. The tachlis of a person, and he should question himself, ask himself, Eichu ochi is Munah Kedosha? Where do I stand in my Emunah? V'yisyagea lavo le'amunah behirim zuchachas b'Hashem Yisbarach, and to be moving constantly, working towards a deeper, richer, clearer understanding of Hashem's Emunah. It's something we certainly overlook, because like many things, we get lost in the details and we forget about the klal, which is koilal, all the details. And if we would have a moment of silence, of clarity, we would recognize that all the avodas which we do throughout the day, every day, whether it's davening, learning Torah, our interactions with our family and friends, and all the mitzvahs which we do throughout the day, tefillin, tzitzis, v'chule, are all pratim, which are part of a klal called emunah. The tachlis of the world, just to embellish this point a little bit more, was the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah was not just that Hashem Yisbarach gave us a list of rules to follow. That would be true. That's what you would call Matan Torah from a Nigla perspective. But the real tachlis of Matan Torah was panim bepanim dibar Hashem yimachem, that Hashem spoke to us face to face, and he introduced himself and he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he tore open the heavens and the earth and he revealed himself. And he said to Klai Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem. That was the purpose of the world, that Hashem should reveal himself and to be known, like the Zohar Kaddish uses the Lashon, is begin to ishtamoydin lay. That Hashem wants to be known, truthfully known and understood. That's the purpose of everything. Every mitzvah which we do is to have greater clarity in understanding who Hashem Yisbarach is. And what we'll see in Meit Hashem as we go along, as the Baal Shem Tov takes us through his Talmidim and his name, ways of expressing it, and there's so much that we can get into in terms of the details of understanding this, because it's something which is really nitna el ha-neshama. It's not something which the seichel understands, it's something which the neshama understands, and we could say the words and try to explain it. But as we'll see, the fact that it's a neshama dekalimut is going to account for many other ideas, drachim, within the homahalach of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. For example, in the Niglas HaTorah, we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach. In the Zohar Kodesh, in the teachings of the Hasidim, there's a different term that we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anybody remember? How do we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu? And the first time a person learns a sefer from the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim, and he sees this, is what is that? Ein Sof. Ein Sof. You don't find that term in the Gemara. You don't find that term in the Musar Sfarim. This is a term which comes out of the Heichal of the Baal Shem Tov, Ein Sof. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Ein Sof Baruch Hu needs to be understood. Just in the words and how we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says volumes. The Ein Sof Baruch Hu. I always say that Baruch Hashem, in this Beis Medrash, after so many years of driving home and learning from the Rav Shlita, we can come and sit here today and talk about the Yisoides of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and just kind of seamlessly move into the discussion. We don't appreciate how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to have so many of the Yisoides already. We're going to see that we know a lot of them. We'll see that some of them will be able to understand more in Mitzvah Hashem. But there was a moment in our lives where we realized, either sitting here or somewhere else, that the way that we understood the Ribbono Shel Olam is not right. As children growing up, we think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is out there somewhere, maybe like a star in the sky. That's like a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow. And as we get older, we start to realize and to appreciate that it's much more than that. And we start to expand our understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam more and more and more. And I think in my life, and you may agree, that one of the key influences in understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam was Uncle Moshe. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. It could be that I just take it for granted. I don't remember ever sitting in a class and a Rebbe saying, I want to teach you something which is Yesod HaYesodis. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's here, he's everywhere, it's mamish. I don't remember that happening. If it happened, it didn't stick. The song stuck. And we sing it to our children and to our grandchildren, and we're teaching them with that. We're teaching them. But who the Ribbono Shel Olam is and the pursuit of knowing the Ribbono Shel Olam is hidden. Because the whole understanding is something which is hidden. It's an neshama d'galimud. And unless a person understands first and foremost, like my Rebbe always says, that perhaps, and this is not a shir which is going to define chassidus, that's not what this is about. But if you had to, perhaps sum chassidus up in one word, it wouldn't be what the Welt says. I've asked many of people, what is the derech of chassidus? So most people say, the difference is that there's sur meira and aseh tov, so chassidus emphasizes the aseh tov. That's a classic. Another one is, the derech of chassidus is the derech of simcha. That's also not true. Of course, simcha is part of it. But there's a lot of simcha in many bate midrashim. When it comes to Limud HaTorah and other mitzvahs, that they emphasize chassidus, simcha, that's chassidus, that's not chassidus. Perhaps the one word which perhaps touches up chassidus, but doesn't do justice, is the word neshama. It's a derech of avodas Hashem, which is built upon neshama. And what's called pnimis HaTorah, which the Zohar calls nishmas HaDoraisa. There's the guf of Torah and there's the neshama of Torah. Other words we use are pnimius and chitzonius. It's a derech of the Baal Shem. A derech which is built on pnimius, which is built on neshama. And therefore, the first thing that a Jew needs to know, which is the yesod ha-yesodus really, is that I'm a neshama. I'm a neshama. But this year, Mitzvah Shem is going to be focused on understanding properly the Ribbono Shel Olam and a little bit about this gilui of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in the Yesod of Emunah itself. So let's go to the next Mayamach. In the top left corner, why this is so important of a limud, especially right now. Amar Reb Zusha, Mashashama Meher Rav HaTzadik, Reb Shmerel, Shehaya Mitalmidi HaBaal Shem Tov, Sheamar HaBaal Shem Tov, Shekoidim bias haMashiach tzidkenu yistalkul kol haosos vehamofsim vehanisim hagluyim vehamufursamim hamamshichim umislahavim leifadim lavaydasa yizbarach. All the revelations are going to stop. Ve'ein mechayin nafshe shel Yisrael rak misha yoyeches b'emunah. Nothing is going to give a person life in these times today except the person who's holding an emunah. That means to say that a person can be doing all the mitzvahs, but if he's chalash, if he's weak in his emunah k'dosha, he's drowning in the world. If he's looking for the nisim, if he's looking for the pick-me-up, when is Baruch Hashem going to give me a sign, when is he going to make a revelation, there's none of that. And even if there was, we wouldn't know how to teach it anyways. The only thing that a Jew has is shtark emunah, deep emunah, which is what the Baal Shem Tov primarily came to teach. The emunah hakdosha, the proper emunah of Hashem Yisbarach, which is a person who's holding on to that emunah, is holding onto a chevel, to a rope, that although it's going to be swung around many, many times, up and down, back and forth, if he's holding on to that emunah, he'll be able to survive and to thrive during these times. And just parenthetically, why that's true. Why are there no nisim anymore? Why did Hashem put us into a matzah like Hashem says? Anochi haster asapanim mikem. One of the answers is because Hashem Yisroch says, you're big boys already. I don't have to make nisim for you. Hashem looks at Klai Yisrael throughout all the generations and he sees a koyim ashlem of Klai Yisrael. And many of us are neshamas who were back then and we saw already nisim. What do we need to see them again? How many times do I have to make nisim for you that you should already know that there's a boyre? In fact, most of the nisim that Hashem did was only before the giving of the Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's really the ikar nisim. Of course, there were nisim afterwards, but not like the word by Yitzias Mitzrayim. After giving of the Torah, Hashem Yisroch said, you don't need nisim anymore. Every single one of you said at Har Sinai, you saw me, you know who I am, you need nisim. Children need nisim. Moichin Dekatnis needs nisim. Bigger people don't need nisim. We have the Torah, we have the mitzvahs, we come to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. Liman HaTorah is supposed to be, as we'll see when we speak about Torah, a re-experience of Matan Torah, a re-engagement with the Ribbono Shel Olam, seeing him face to face, panim b'panim. But it's the reason why we need to speak about these Yesoidis, the Ikar teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, is because we need them now more than ever. Because the only thing which we have now is the Emunah HaTorah. So what is that Emunah? So take a look at the top, in the middle. This is from Likuti Mikarim, which is the Magid HaKadosh, which is the Klisheni from the Baal Shem Tov. HaKavana Shel Echad, Shel HaYichud Shel Kriyashma. When we say Echad in Kriyashma, L'chavin She'in B'chol La'olam Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing which there is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shemeloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivaydai. This is going to be a very key phrase. And although we say it every day, we need to understand what it means. Shemeloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivaydai. The Iker HaKavana, She'adam Yosim Es Atzma La'ayin Ve'efes, that a person should make himself into nothing, zero. Also, these are words which we find only in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, which are built on Pnimius. Ve'eini Kor Rak HaNeshama Shabai, Shu Chelik Elokam Ima. And to know that who I am is a neshama, which is a piece of this great thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nimshna She'ein B'chol Ha'olam Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. The only thing which exists is this Echad. V'ikr HaKavana Be'echad She'echavein She'maloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivaydai V'ein Shom Davar Panoi Mimenu Yisbarach. This is the Lashon HaKodesh of the Lashon of the Zohar HaKodesh, which the less asar panim in ekla. This is a tayt shemalei chol ha'aretz kivaydai. There is nothing else which exists other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the only thing which exists. And as a neshama, having been gifted a neshama, we are a piece of that oneness. But malei chol ha'aretz kivaydai is a code word that everybody says in davening. Yes, we all say the same words. But each person's kavana and how he says that, what that means, and when he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, makes a huge difference. What do we mean when we say Echad? Malei Chol Ha'aretz Kivaydai, Deles Asar Panim Inei. Like we say at the end of Davening and Aleinu, Efes Zulasai. Efes Zulasai. Take a look to the right, on the second Mayim Makom, the Divrei Shmuel in his section called Hadrachas from the Baal Shem Tov. He says, "Ein b'chol akar Torah kula b'chol olam kuloi, rak or ein sof baruch hu." The only thing which exists is the or ein sof. Hamistater b'hem, that Hashem has concealed himself, he's concealed his true identity. He's hiding the truth. V'chol hapsukim, and everything which we say we're familiar with, ein oid milvadai, es ha-shamayim v'sa aretz ani molei, the heavens and the earth, I fill them. These are not cliches. Heim kimpshut and mamish. They have to be understood exactly what they're saying. Ein oin milvadai. Shemayim v'aretz animole. She'ein lecha b'chol maisa, b'chol dibor, b'chol hirhor. There's nothing which could be done or said or thought. She'ein etzem elokos mistater umitztam same boy. That Hashem's presence is not there. V'lachin hamabit v'roim b'ayin sichli al harim asher negedinav. If a person looks, which was called the ayin haseichel, which is with his neshama, if he uses his neshama to see the world, asher neged einav, mitzad pnimiyusam v'chiyusam, to see them in their pnimius, in their life source, lo mitzad shetcham v'chitzeniyusam avad, not superficially like we see them with our physical eyes, lo yire rakoyach eloki shebaseicham hamachayo esam, the only thing which you will see is the or ein sof, the life, godly life force, which gives life to them, which upkeeps them, sustains them every single moment. And being that the Or Ein Sof fills the world, a tzaddik, somebody who's in touch and he lives by these principles, by these truths, is able to hear, even in physical daily speech that people have interacting with each other, a totally different kavana in everything which is being done, which they see, which they understand, because there's a hidden flow, there's a hidden mitzias, a life force called the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is present and gives a totally different explanation and understanding to everything which is taking place. This is not for now, the sugi of what's called Yichudim, but Tzaddikim make Yichudim. A tzaddik who lives, and this is really tzaddik b'munasa yichya, what defines a tzaddik is the emuna which he lives by. A tzaddik lives in a world in his Dalin Amos that everything which he hears, sees, smells, comes in contact with, because he's in touch with the Or Ein Sof, which is permeating the Bria, he doesn't see and hear and come in contact with everything which a normal person is in contact with. He could be hearing a discussion people are having in the streets about a basketball game, and he doesn't hear a basketball game. He hears a game which is taking place between the Koichas HaToma and the Koichas HaKedusha. Sounds crazy to live in that world, but that's the world that a tzaddik lives in. Everything in his world is the Or Ein Sof, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because Hashem is in everything, everything has meaning, everything has purpose. There's nothing that a Jew can do in his life if he's in touch with this reality that can be void of this, that it's void of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything has a hidden, deep meaning, which touches upon the Tachlis HaBria. And again, that will be something which we'll explore in Mitzvah Hashem. We should have the schos to do so. And again, from the Magid Rav Liakov and the Mar Makom below, Bechol Tnuah Nimsa HaBori Yisparach, every single movement which we do has a Bori. She'i Efshar Laso Shum Tnuah V'Shum Dibur B'Li Koyach HaBori Yisparach. Anything which moves, which has a movement, which can move, means that it has a life. And if it has a life, it has the bayri there. V'zehu m'loi chola aretz kavaydai. And once we've seen this term again, let's just teach m'loi chola aretz kavaydai properly. I'll be the derech of the Bashem Tov. Shamayim v'aretz means neshama and gof. Ruchnias and gashmias. What the Bashem Tov is trying to reveal, and he's telling us about the secret of Yichud, which is called m'loi chola aretz kavaydai. Ha'aretz kevaydai means the artsius. That there's really no such thing as physical. There's no difference between ruchni and gashmi, neshama and guf. There's just one single or, which is called the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which makes an echad out of all these things. That's the yisad. Meloi chala aretz kevaydai. Dela sasar panaminai. Everything is equal. There's no chilek anymore. Even the artsius has the same gilui of Hashem Yisparach as Neshama does. And everybody is sitting here saying, yeah, for sure, 100%, obvious. Not so obvious. And when a person lives by this, as we'll see, Mr. Hashem, in the coming shurim, why this makes for nafkamina is when it comes to the Baal Shem Tov's Mahalach and Bitachon. Why it's different than the other tzaddikim and Bitachon. Why the Baal Shem Tov has a different taich of Dveikis than other tzaddikim have in their Sfar. These yesaidis will account for those nafkaminas. And we won't be able to understand them quite yet because we're looking at them and we're saying, yeah, obvious. But when we get into the other yesaidis which come from this yesaid, we're able to see the nafkaminas and to appreciate them more. But that's called Maloi Chol Ha'aretz, the artsius, the basar, the dam. Everything is echad. But that means to say, We'll get into the middle paragraph now from the Sfasemes, although this is not Mamash Mipi the Baal Shem Tov himself, it's from the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov. Take a look. Ayin Sfasemes in the Likutim, the Chodesh Nisam, Sheklal Hayichud Shemiyachin the Bechoyim Shema Yisrael, for who? She'ein HaPiresh Hashem Echad, Shehu Eliki Echad, Lemayit Elokus Acheres. Hashem Echad doesn't mean that it's coming to exclude other gods. That's how we were taught as children. That's not what it means. Of course, it's true. Gam ze emes. Acha pirish amok mize. She'ein havaya acheres ulasoi. There's nothing which exists other than him. V'im kim nid melecholechet shenevim advarim eno kein. And even though a person will shake his head and he says, yeah, yeah. And it seems like it's equal. No. She'ish beze harbi hargoshos lein shir. There is no end to how much a person can understand and to appreciate this truth. V'teichin ha'inyin. And to explain this a little bit, shekol davar sheish ba'olam ruchnius v'gashmius, like we said, the shemaim and the aretz, hu Hashem yisborach ba'atzmai. This is the Ribbono shel Olam. Rak she'ayidei hatzimtzum, the secret of the tzimtzum, the concealment of himself, shekein hayir ratzan abayi baruch hu baruch shemai. He wanted this tzimtzum. He wanted to conceal himself. Yardo hakadosh mimadrega madrega ashnasim dvarim gashmi mamish. There's this physical world. But what the Baal Shem Tov is going to explain to us is that even though there's this tzimtzum, even though there is this tzimtzum, the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. And to live by that truth created the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Just to appreciate how a tzaddik lives in this world, take a look at the left side, again, Likutim Yikarim, in the middle, that's also from the Magid HaKadosh. It's just very beautiful, the Lashon. Into the world of the tzaddik. It's a very great thing, a very big madrega. If a person is thinking always in his heart that he's with Hashem, that he surrounds me always, and he's connected in such a way, he doesn't need to remind himself that he's always with Hashem. He doesn't need that reminder. To see the light, to see the Ein Sof, because he is the world, he is the Metzias. V'hakavana, what this means, sharehu kayam shebara ha'olam, v'olam hu oimi b'bara yisparach. It's in him. That's the case. I have to be able to see him all the time. Not that I should be reminded. I see him. Not that I see the world, the agav, and then as a tafil I see the bayre. That would be true if we see the world with our physical eyes. But what Hashem wants is that we should see him with the neshama eye. To see him with the neshama eye. And if a person is zeche to that, then all the klipas will fall away. What a klipa is that it creates a choshech and a separation between him and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those evil things which bring destruction and challenges in our lives, those are the things which are separating us between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimele, when a person is davik in a true emunah and he lives a life with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Mimele, those things go away. Because if they wouldn't have gone away, I wouldn't be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. And a person should think, and here we have it again. This is going to account for many nafkaminas, and we're going to just explore a few of them right now. Already this makes for nafkaminas, and we saw, just in that paragraph from the Kuti Mikarim, at the end, a nafkamina. And take a look at the bottom paragraph under that, from the Beit Paras Yosef, which is the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who is a klisheni, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Shamati mimoiri ha-Baal Shem Tov. I heard from his mouth. Ki biyedias ha'adam shehashem yisbarach maloi chol ha'aretz kevoidai. There we have it again. Maloi chol ha'aretz kevoidai. V'kol tnuah machshava shehakol mimena yisbarach as biyidiyazu yispardu kol poli oven. Which means that the evil, the nesenis in life, the challenges in life, they go away when a person has this emunah. What could be a bigger nafkamina than that? And just to be masber a little bit, there is not a machlaikis, like we seem to think that there is in the Niglas HaTayra, between the Rabbanu Shel Olam and the Sitra Achra, let's say. Even though the Niglas would never use the term Sitra Achra. Between the good guys and the bad guys. That's not what's going on. That a person should need to exert and to work so hard as if like he's in a melchama against his Yetzer Hara. We wake up every day and we have such struggles with the Yetzer Hara. It's shver. It's hard to work in davening. It's hard to learn and to do all the other mitzvahs we have to do. There's no milchama. There's not a milchama. Because when there's only the Rabbanu Shel Olam and there's only him and it's kuloi or, so then even the Sitra Acha has to be moida. Has to be moida that you're right. I'm just doing my shlichas for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And my shlichas is to bring you to this tachlis, which is to have this amunah tahira that everything is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Like with the machlekes between Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav. It wasn't a machlekes, it wasn't a battle, a physical battle. The way that it's brought down in the Sfar Makdoshim is that Yaakov was stark in his emunah, and the Satan tried to be mevalbel him, the Malach Shel Esav. But Yaakov overcame him, and he couldn't share his dveikus, he couldn't share his emunah. And then afterwards he said to Yaakov Avinu, Yasha Koyach, thank you very much for defeating me, now I can go and sing Shira. Because the tachlis of the Sitra Achra of the Yitzhara is only to awaken us and to bring us to that clarity of Emunah. And as soon as a Jew has that clarity that everything is Kutcherichu, what does the Sitra Achra become? It just melts and it becomes Kutcherichu also. And although this may not be the nicest way to explain it, but what Hashem Yisbarach wants from us, so to speak, is to call the bluff in the Bria. Is to look at everything in the Bria and to say, and the Baal Shem Tov has Mishalom like that. And in the stories of Rabbi Nachman, it's all over the Sfar Makdoshim. It's to look at the world and to say, you're just a Shliach of Hashem. You're just Hashem. You're just Hashem. Everything is just Hashem. I'm always interacting with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. When a person lives by that, it's not just a Bekayach, it's a Bepoyel, then Miyad Yisparadu Kopoli Yavin. Then the Dalad Amos in which he lives in becomes a totally different Dalad Amos. Ein Afkamina Gedolah Mizu. But again, it has to be not something which is just, we know theoretically that a person like Rav Shemaya was explaining, that he's mixing a vaida in everything which he does to come to a clarity of emunah. And we're not here to discuss the drachim, maybe, but this is not a share to discuss the drachim to come to that. But it's just the yesod of the tachlis is to come to that clarity, like we stood by Har Sinai when we had that clarity, of einan mavada efes ulosai. And just like when they studied Har Sinai, when they came to that understanding, then yisfar the kopol yavin. It was a different world. They were different people. Lumas Olam were afraid. The tachlis today, and as it was then, and as it always was, is still the same, and it's not changing. Ani Hashem is the tachlis. Lo yishanisi. That's not going to change. That Hashem should reveal Himself in the Bria. That clarity of emunah is everything which we're going towards, and that's the Oros HaMashiach itself. Take a look at the bottom Ayin Makom in the middle. And the one above it was just a re-explanation of that. Aveinu Milvadai, how it causes everything to separate. You take a look yourself. Shamati b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov al Pasuk, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. Perish, kishetedu she'in Anoichi, ela Anoichi levadi. When a Jew comes to know that the only Anoichi in the world is Anoichi himself, is the Rabbanu Shalom's Anoichi, ve'ein zulasi, and there's no Anoichi other than that, az vadai hu menachemchem. That will be your nechama. Ad kan v'divei pi chachamchem. That the Shuas Chem was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's this idea of knowing that I'm a neshama, and neshama is a chedek elokam imal. And if that's the case, then I am the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I'm a piece, I'm an extension of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's so simple, but it's so profound and so deep. That what we're really waiting for is the Rabbanu Shel Olam to once again say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, And when he says that, there's going to be that clarity that I'm also part of that. And Rabbi said, the reason why we're going to be the only nation standing, the last men standing, it's not a kunz, it's not a schar. It's the truth. The Gemara gives a mashal to this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, that's how the tzaddikim explain it, Moitzi chama min artika. He'll reveal the shemesh from its nartik, from its container. And when he does so, so all the rishonim will melt, and then the tzaddikim will be standing. What that is a mashal for is that Hashem will reveal the truth. Hashem will reveal the truth, and that truth will be, the only thing which really exists is me. And if that's the case, anything which is me will be able to continue, and anything which is not me will just fade away and become bottled to this me. So when Hashem at Har Sinai gave us our neshamas, and He said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and He made this bris, this attachment between us and Him by giving us our neshamas, He gave us nitzchias. He gave us the ability to last lenetzach netzachim, because the only thing which truly lasts, the yachid chei ha'olamim, is Him, and we're part of that yachid chei ha'olamim. What I hope this is helping us understand is that the revelation of La'asol level, which we're waiting for, the whole matz of Mashiach Tzidkeinu and Tchiyas HaMeisim and everything which will follow, is not just that it's Ratzon Hashem. It is. And the word just doesn't do justice. It's the truth. It's the truth. The reason why we will remain is because we're a part of that truth. We can say about ourselves, because Hashem gave us the rishus to do so, He gave us the mitzias, that when Hashem says, Anaychi Hashem Elokecha, and He says, is there any else in the room who can say about themselves, Anaychi, we'll be able to pick up our hands and say, yes. Anaychi. Anaychi, Anaychi. When I show you that my Anaychi is your Anaychi, Hu Menachem Chem, that will be the Or HaNechama. And all the tzaras which we go through, especially during these 3 weeks, which is Churban Beis HaMikdash, and everything which that means, Churban Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that there was a bias which was standing and there it's not here anymore. We're wailing, we're crying over the bias. That's not what it means. It means that the revelation of Hashem's truth in the world is not present, and Mamelev is a sheker. And when we speak about the Zayin Tenechemta, the weeks of Nechama, and we say this pasuk in one of the Haftiras, Anoichi, Anoichi Hu Menachemchem, we're talking about the Nechama is this truth. Not like Hashem is going to pat us on the shoulder, He's going to say, don't worry, you did a good job, you finally made it. That's not the Nechama of Hashem. The Nechama of Hashem is that Anoichi, Anoichi Hu Menachemchem, nothing less than the fact that we in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, V'Arayis HaKodesh Baruch Hu Echad. That's the Nechama. And there's no Nechama in the world which could be a mashal for that type of a Nechama that Hashem will do for us. So the Or HaGeula is the Or HaNechama, it's the Or of Emuna itself. Everything is really one. So I hope it makes Hashem that this laid down a very strong foundation. And although we don't have what yet to contrast with, and again, this is not really the topic of the shir, is to contrast the Derech Chassidus with other drachim, but it will mamela happen. But knowing this foundation of the Baal Shem Tov, which is the Yisayid Kal HaYisayidus, will Amir Hashem be able to explain other inyonim, which will be Lishitasa to this Yisayid, will be the other Yisayidus in Amir Hashem. What we see from here is a picture of, although every Jew, as we'll see in Amir Hashem, has this Emunah Tahayra, Bekayach, it's in his Kishkas, there's a Tzmimus with every single Jew has, but that a Jew should understand, and this is what the Baal Shem Tov wanted, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that he should see everything that he does during the day and in his life as the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to him, as being in his life, as being living within the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Hashem is speaking to him, communicating everything which he does, to be striving for that, and seeing all the mitzvahs which we do as tools and opportunities to have clarity more and more in Emunah. And it doesn't just come from his Hisbodidus and Chakirus and things like that, but maybe we'll talk about it. But every single mitzvah which you do, even b'pashtus apshitus, if a Jew does that with the intention that he knows that it's a hasaga ha'emuna, and the mitzvahs will bring out the neshama. And as it brings out the neshama, I'll have a clarity more and more in my emuna. If he sees the derech in avodas Hashem to come to that tachlis, which to have a greater understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. That's living with the Yisrael. Amen.